Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jody Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park. You can make a David at Delaware Park. Enjoy daily fee golf, lunch, and sports wagering. DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, are the Eagles a good organization? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. By the way, speaking of things you can do, you can ask us questions for AMA. Coming up in an hour, three different ways you can get involved with AMA, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. What do you want to know? You got an inquiring mind. What do you want to know? Hit us up. Questions, good, fun, creative questions, sports questions, non-sports questions, whatever they may be. Send them out to us, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Seltzer will choose the three. We'll choose the best. Three different ways you can interact and do so for AMA today. James, what do you got?
Yeah, bad job by me. I mean, really us, but I'll take the blame. Tim Allen was Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies, the voice of Buzz Lightyear.
Wow.
So that is a cultural touchstone. That is a big, big, big movie franchise.
I gave him very little credit, though, in your voice guy.
What do you mean? I mean,
stop it. You say some lines. You're not acting in it.
You're voice acting, actually, is what it's called. Yeah.
You're speaking.
He's Buzz Lightyear.
Fine.
I think that makes the answer better.
It makes the answer better, but, I mean... Fine.
Question was, who had success in TV and movies? Toy Story, successful.
John, I want one of those gigs.
That'd be pushy, man.
Right? Yeah. That'd be tremendous. By the way, Elliot Short Park sent me a text that resonates with me. And take it for what you will. John, I know you're going to swat this aside, but I'm going to read you a text Elliot sent me a short time ago. You know, because you've brought up these rankings, where the Eagles rank, and other people have brought them, you know, future rankings and all these rankings. And Elliot texted me and said, in 2016, ESPN had the Eagles ranked 24th in future rankings. They won the Super Bowl two seasons later. So he says, so this 32nd ranking in futures means nothing. Take it as you will. 215-592-9494.
It means something.
It means something, but it doesn't mean everything. We will.
Will admit that Super Bowl was an outlier.
Well, I mean, it's the only one they've won. So, yes, it is an outlier.
And but to bank on that methodology, that approach, where the front office sort of runs the show the way that they do, heavy-handedly, I think that's faulty logic.
Maybe, but I'll say this. Other than the New England Patriots, most Super Bowls are outliers. I mean, when Denver won...
But you don't want them to be. You want your organization to be the perennial powerhouse.
But in a salary...
Why is it that I can't think of any other GM... who's ever run through four head coaches?
Well, it's a very rare thing. I mean, for what it's worth, he didn't hire Andy. Let's just be clear. It's a little, you know, how he rose to power.
Okay,
during...
three head coaches is
– Yeah, that's right.
I don't think – I don't know. I can't think of other examples.
Yeah, it's a rare thing. I agree. 215-592-9494. Coming up here, we'll get to
– A rare thing.
Yeah.
You think it's a good thing?
No, I don't think it's a good thing.
That's – like definition of our organization.
Well, for
the interaction between the front office and the coaching staff.
Yeah, for what it's worth.
You've had four different coaching staffs to go with this GM.
But I'll say this, for what it's worth, and this reflects bad on Jeffrey Lurie, not Howie. Well, it's sort of on Howie. Jeffrey Lurie is the one that made the decision that Howie was going in the closet during Chip's tenure because Chip said, I want Howie in the closet. So... I mean, does Howie get struck down for being on a sabbatical for a year? I mean, that's a little rough.
I don't even.
Howie had no football power.
What's the point that you're making?
Like my point is.
The point is
things were actually going pretty.
Kelly was actually right.
No, he wasn't.
In trying to deaden or lessen the impact that Howie was having on the decisions that he was trying to make.
I guess my point is in 2013 and 2014, when Howie was the general manager, they went 10-6 both years. When Chip seized the power and made all those moves, Kiko Alonso, Byron Maxwell, DeMarco Murray, Sam Bradford, for the 2015 season, they then went 7-9. You can't blame Howie for that. Howie literally didn't have any power. All right, let's
well,
go.
We're not. And I'm looking at 2016 to present
right.
when I'm
I got
evaluating.
You. All right, let's go to Warren in Gwinnett Valley. What's up, Warren?
Hey, guys. And in an homage to Robin Williams, Nanu Nanu to you.
There you go.
Yeah, Nanu Nanu.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. Yep.
Amazing. And before we get to my Mount Rushmore in his own mind, I'm in John's camp that that the Eagles are not a well-run organization.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think it's the truth.
What,
you know, I don't think we've had anyone say they think they're a good organization today.
Other than me, we have not.
It's incredible.
Yep.
Yeah, I have to go back to where you just left off, that I think Chip Kelly really did a number on Jeffrey Lurie, and between him and Howie possibly, they swore possibly between the two of them, that they would be overseeing whoever
I agree.
They choose.
I think it's
that's a good point.
It's a really unfortunate.
We haven't brought it up. We're like scarred emotionally by that experience.
I think why that Howie will not be leaving, because I believe it's the two of them have made one brain that they are going to see this through, and unless a stronger personality of a head coach were to be chosen, I believe it's going to stay that way. And this is why we have Nick Sirianni and other coaches.
And that's why they won't choose
away from
a stronger one. Right.
You're probably right, Warren. You're probably right about that.
And then to be careful that you are preference to that the Eagles are, you know, not that bad. If you can sell to the Eagles fans, who are the most loyal fans anywhere, that 8-8 is a good season, or 10-7, you know, is a good season where we're barely skimming 500, then I think you've done a disservice to the fans trying to sell that.
Well, hey, but
good.
Warren, I think there's one thing I got to jump in here and say, man. There's two different types of 8-8s. There's 8-8 when you expect to go better and you go 8-8 and you're disappointed. There's 8-8 when you've been bad, and it can be a stepping stone to being better. And you know, I don't know if everyone's locked into thinking that way, but I am. I mean, let me put it this way, Warren. When Andy Reid went 5-11 in his first year, and by the way, they were 3-11 until the final two games, I vividly remember when they won those final two games in 99. They beat someone, and then they beat the Rams. It felt like they ended the season on an upswing and kind of, I think, boosted them toward 2000, and then they were off and running. So, you know, expectations play a part, I believe, in evaluating. I mean, take the New York Knicks. They just got eliminated in the first round of the playoffs, but they had a good year because they hadn't been in the playoffs in forever, and they actually entertained their fans for a year. So that's worthwhile sometimes.
I agree with you, but then, you know, to come off of a 4-11 season and compare that to the year we won the Super Bowl, I'm so firmly in John's camp that we are clearly going in the wrong direction. And while I wish that were not going to be the thought going forward, that you can take a 10-14 Eagle, Phillies direction, and then follow it by an Aaron Nolan loss.
Well, yeah.
And it's still a 500.
I know. Well, that's what I've been telling you on the Phillies the whole time. All right, we'll tee up the Nolan thing in a second. Give me success in TV and movies. Who do you have, Warren?
I have your favorite actor of all times, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, that's a pretty good answer.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's pretty good. I mean, he, you know, that 2.5 Men thing was.
Oh yeah, it was the biggest show on television.
It was a big. I never got into it. Were you guys into it?
No, never got into it. I've seen like a couple episodes here and there, but I never got into it.
And Charlie Sheen movies. I mean, you'd have Major League. You'd have what was the Vietnam one?
Platoon.
Platoon.
Wall Street.
Wall Street.
He's in a ton of stuff.
Yeah, no doubt.
Young. Was he a young? No, he wasn't a young gun. His brother was.
Emilio?
Yeah, Emilio was a young gun.
He might have been in there, though.
I don't think so, but he could have been. I mean, there were a lot of those guys.
Let me tell you who was a young gun and no longer is. Aaron Nola. John, 3 years ago,
Man. He
was a young gun. 3 years ago, he finished third in Cy Young in the league, and if DeGrom wasn't what DeGrom was and whoever the other guy wasn't what he was, Aaron Nola that year, he could have won a Cy Young. It was really an impressive year.
He was third.
He was third, and it was a strong three, meaning it was an outstanding season.
Yeah.
Now, look.
We needed him so bad last
terrible time. Job. He's had one start since June 1st that he's gone more than six innings. One start. Now, of course, he missed, you know, I don't know, you call it a start or call it two starts, whatever you want to call it. The All-Star break was in there. But, you know, he's had one start since June 1st when he's gone more than six innings. His ERA is mid-fours. He's flat. He's just flat. He's disappointing. John, your reaction to what we saw last night?
Aaron, I don't understand the problem with Aaron Nola. There were times, I mean, early, first inning, it felt like, wow, there's bite. There's bite on his breaking pitches. He's got it tonight. I was so excited. And then it was like he was just a little bit off. And when he doesn't have that location on the fastball, it's like guys just, I don't know, pick him off. I couldn't believe the home runs. I mean, home run after home run being hit off him. I think it's some credit to the guys at the plate. I mean, great job. I certainly don't understand how they hit some of these things out of the park. But, man, we expected that with the bullpen game coming up.
Oh, terrible.
You needed him to go deep. I felt like it was in the cards. He was looking good.
Had a lead?
The offense was doing their job, and he just couldn't command again. And it's like now you have to start thinking, like, this is who he is.
That's the thing. It felt to me like the new Aaron Nola is just, this is the typical start. That's what it felt like.
That's what I've become accustomed
to. Yeah, this is what I'm now expecting.
This level of disappointment
where
there's that hope and you see some flashes and then it's the same end result.
And let's also remember, there was already great responsibility on Nola. He started the season as the ace. He's certainly supposed to be one of the top two pitchers on the team. But now there's even more responsibility because Eflin's out. I mean, you know, we talk all the time about Vince Velasquez and Matt Moore and you're going to have a bullpen game and all this nonsense. But, you know, they're down their third pitcher now. So if the Philadelphia Phillies in the year 2021 are going to actually get to the playoffs for the first time since 2011, they need Aaron Nola to be better. It's a requirement that he's better. And so you find out before the game that Eflin's out. You know you're headed to a bullpen game the next time. You have no idea what they're going to do 5-6 days from now in the game that would then be Eflin's next start. Like, who knows what they're going to do? Could be a minor leaguer. Could be another bullpen game. Like, I have no idea. They could make a trade. I have no clue. But it's not going to be anything great. So, you know, Nola can't fumble that away. He's got a lead. He looks like he's got good stuff pretty early in the game. And he just fumbles it away.
It just feels so weak.
It is. Like,
man,
it is weak.
He's been weak.
He has been weak.
And that bugs me. And that coupled with the, you know, hey, it's a personal choice stuff. Like, I'm already, like, sort of frustrated with him.
Yep.
Weak. I'm very down on Aaron Nola, as we all should be. The rest, you know, the Yankees are a good team.
Dude, that was not a good lineup the Yankees put out there
last
night.
That was a joke lineup. It was like a triple A lineup. The last four guys in lineup, like, you guys know how much baseball I watch. Like, two of them I definitely have never heard of in my life. And, like, the one I had heard of, but I knew was, like, a low, low level guy.
Well, you know when it stood out to me? I'm, you know, watching the broadcast. And so NBC Sports Philly puts, you know, the lineup up as they do before every game. And then the player and the batting average. Player, batting average. Like, three or four of those guys, instead of it being their batting average, it was like, this guy's 2-for-6. Meaning, if a guy hasn't played enough, instead of saying he's batting .333 or .666, they'll just say this guy's 2-for-6. There was like three of those guys. I'm like, oh, this guy hasn't played this year. Oh, this guy hasn't played this year.
Everyone was saying, hey, we're catching him at the right time.
Oh my God!
With the
very aggravating.
Out and we now look, take advantage of it. Now, your guy,
who's my guy?
Bryce Harper.
Yep.
Is actually hitting.
He had a really good game last night.
You know, he's boosted his batting average now to .286.
Yeah.
I think I remember, what was the number you were shooting for? Like, you expected for him to
have
a
good
batting average.
I might have said 280, something like that.
Yeah, so he's doing his job.
He is right now, yeah.
I appreciate that. But it's just like the pitching woes are impossible to get around.
The other killer last night, seventh inning, when they didn't bring runs home, when they had the bases loaded. I think it was two outs in a row. All these innings are running together. But
is that when Jankowski couldn't
I don't know if it was that inning, but
it was ugly. He sacrificed in at bat.
That was kind of weird. All right, let's go to the phones. You can react to the Phils, everything going on with them. Now, the Mets did lose yesterday, so the Phils remain 2.5 games back, but that's a missed opportunity. They had a shot to get within 1.5. They had their prior ace on the mound, and he let him down. Tom in Abington's with us. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Doing all right, Tom.
Good, Tom.
All right, so I'd like to start off by wishing Ben Simmons a happy belated birthday.
Dude, I was not in the mood to see that yesterday.
Well, I just hope that somebody got him for his birthday a pair of basketballs, minus the basket, of course.
Look at you, Tom.
Hey, I hope he was watching Giannis last night. He could learn a lot from that game.
I thought the same thing.
Yeah, that's
what did he? Was it 17 of 19 from the line?
Yep. 50 points, 5 blocks. He was a beast.
Making free throws makes a difference. Being aggressive makes a difference. Having guts makes a difference.
And I no longer want to hear you trash Milwaukee or the Greek Freak, Joe.
He got it done. I mean, he got it done in a semi-Bobo year because, you know, half the stars, if not more, got hurt during the playoffs. But I'll tell you this, man. Giannis,
could have been the Sixers.
Could have been the Sixers, and Giannis got it done.
Yes,
he flat out, and I know there's probably a lot of people that didn't watch last night because, you know, this has not been the most compelling series. I had not been watching.
It was a good game, though.
I turned it on after the Phils game. I turned it on the start of the fourth quarter. It was compelling fourth quarter, and Giannis was absolutely amazing.
All right, so before I get into the Eagles here, I got to know, Joe, what word would you fill in the blank with? The Eagles are a blank organization.
I would say good. I would say good.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So a good organization has, in 1 year's time, their head coach, their defensive coordinator, their franchise quarterback, and their running backs / assistant head coach, a slight deduce. They all forced their way out.
Yeah.
Because this is a good organization.
Well, listen, things obviously went awry, but let me ask you this question, Tom.
Things went awry?
Well, things became more than awry. It was a disaster. But, Tom, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Who are the good organizations in pro football?
Who are the good organizations?
Because I guarantee you, like, Green Bay is a good organization. Their quarterback wants out. But Green Bay is a good organization.
Okay, but you can cite the quarterback, but you can't give me the four top guys want out.
Well, I don't follow
that. That doesn't happen in any organization out there.
And the four top guys you're saying are who?
The head coach, the defensive coordinator, the assistant head coach, and the franchise quarterback.
Well, the assistant head coach wanted out because he didn't get the job. That's totally
whatever the reason is.
Well, that's a big reason.
They strung him along for years, Tom, because they're a poorly run organization.
See, here's the thing, man. There's a lot to this. One is the salary cap consistently levels the playing field. That's number one. So it's not easy to be exceptional all the time. And frankly, New England is the only team that has pulled that off in the last 20 years.
Three out of the four people I mentioned aren't affected by the salary cap, Joe. What are you talking about?
It's been a bad time.
And then the cherry on top is you got Halfrey hanging this banner, which is obviously punking Carson Wentz. You know what, guys? Stop spending time and wasting energy on trying to troll Carson Wentz. And how about you try to fill some holes in this squad?
Well, listen, I'm glad they did it. Tom, give me success.
I'm sure you are.
I actually don't think it was trying to punk Wentz.
Oh, come on, Joe.
I think it's just a byproduct of the moment. I mean, it happened to be Foles'
They're hands. Living in the past. They're going to hang a banner of the Lombardi 4 years after they win it. Grasping at straws.
Are you annoyed that they hung that up?
Of course I am. I think they should have went with Kelsey and the Mummers outfit. Everybody would have loved it.
Well, first off, that's the same thing, okay?
It's not, because Nick Foles wouldn't have been in the picture.
Well, fine, but for what it's worth, Jason Kelsey in the Mummers outfit is symbolic of the Super Bowl victory.
Yes, symbolic, but it's not Nick Foles' hands holding up, you know.
Tom, give me success in TV and movies.
Well, I was going over the movie Heat to try to find someone, and I couldn't find it. So I'll just move on and give you Peter Dinklage.
All right, man.
Tom already won, so he's taking.
You already won. He can still give.
Do you know Peter Dinklage is?
Yeah, but he can still give a good answer.
He did. Peter Dinklage has had a ton of success in movies.
Oh, I thought he was just trying to throw it away.
No, Peter Dinklage is a good. Like it wouldn't win, but it's a good answer. Like movies you've never heard of.
Nah.
Like he was a movie actor before he was a TV actor.
Okay.
Peter
Dinklage.
He's been in lots of
movies.
What's the number one movie he's been in?
Something you've never heard of.
What's it called?
I'll look up the name.
So you don't know it.
Well, I saw it. There's one with Jim Broadbent that I saw that I can't remember the name of.
But they're not that big. If you literally...
They're smaller movies. That's what I said. But he still was in a lot of movies. That's the point. It's not a great answer. He's not trying to win.
Okay, well, that was my point. I said you can
That's
try
what
to...
I said from the beginning, dude.
Wasn't he an elf?
He was an elf. He was an elf. He's been in the point is he's been in a lot of movies. It's not like just
okay, but my
oh,
point
he was in
is
Pixels. There's that Adam Sandler movie, Pixels, that my kids
I feel
love.
Like Seltzer and I are squabbling a lot lately. What's going on, James?
Coming at me these days. Well, for some I mean, reason. Just, my, it's outrageous.
My only point was, even though Tom and any caller, if you've already won the tickets,
why would you take a Mount Rushmore from another caller to be like you? The guy who always steals answers? Like, the callers hate that.
Try to give a great
the call,
answer.
No! If you already won, do not take a great answer from someone who could win.
I don't know. I don't know.
I think Tom did the right thing.
Okay. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, you're on WIP. Yo,
Good
Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, buddy.
Doing well, Joe.
Yeah, I just want to comment with Tom from Abington. You know, it was nice to see a 10-year-old act, a 25-year-old acting like a 10-year-old yesterday. With his menu and look at me and I
Wait,
just want to tell
who are we talking about?
Oh, Ben, a 25-year-old kid acting like he's 10 on social media about his birthday when Jonas is holding up his trophy and you got Ben holding up a birthday candle. It's pretty embarrassing.
I didn't
absolutely
see that one. I saw other stuff on social media.
Oh, it's absolutely embarrassing.
I need
what
him
Ben,
to,
Ben
I,
did yesterday.
I don't want to see any Ben Simmons stuff right now. I just don't.
He's got to go away.
Yeah.
Eagles are a bad organization. A lot of the callers have brought it up. Your first round draft picks, hideous over the years. The development of players that are homegrown to become all pros, hideous over the years. How they handle themselves when it comes to the fans, press conferences, having us drink Kool-Aid constantly over and over and over again. When you need a piece or two to go after a Super Bowl, especially during the Andy Reid era, they did. His name was T.O., and then they got rid of him because Donovan cried. There's so many bad things this organization has done. How they handled the Brian Dawkins leaving, how they handled Jenkins leaving, probably two of your biggest vocal leaders in the last 20 years, how they let them go like they didn't matter. So many more than that, but they're a terrible franchise when it comes to what I want to fill a sports franchise representing, especially here in Philadelphia. And to be honest with you, let's take it further than the Eagles. Again, the 08 Eagles won championship. The Phillies have been brutal. The Flyers have been brutal. And the Sixers have been brutal over the last 30, 40 years. So it's not just the Eagles. It's all four of them. And it's being a diehard in the most passionate city in the country when it comes to sports.
Yep.
To have four awful franchises in my generation is pretty much embarrassing.
It's been a rough go. I don't think it's quite as bad as you think, but it's been bad. I mean, it's
Joe, we're in our 40s. You take back from 83, count from 83 to today.
Yep.
How many finals we've been in four major teams? And
well,
what
I'll give you
the
answer.
The
it was after 83. It was 1-9 before the Eagles played the Super Bowl. So they've been in 11 championships since 83, and collectively the four teams are 2-9.
That's 157 seasons.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
that's embarrassing.
Being in 11 championships actually isn't so bad. They just
it is
they
with
haven't,
four
they,
teams. It's embarrassing.
Well, they haven't
the
closed
Patriots
the door.
Have done it themselves.
Yeah, they haven't. If they had just gone through the door and won the frickin' championship, just two or three more times, it could have made a huge difference.
Do me a favor, then. Since 83, add up all the regular season records from all four teams, and I guarantee you we're below 450.
I mean, first off, Joe, that's the kind of assignment we give to Seltzer. I mean, you think I'm going to do this?
I
0%
guarantee
chance
we're well below 500. We're well below 500
Joe,
for 40
Joe wants me to add
years.
Up. Joe wants me to add up 160-something years worth of records.
You got plenty of time in the bathtub, Joe. Plenty of time in the tub.
All right, Joe, give me a success in movies and television.
I changed my answer again like yesterday, and I think my answer this time is better. This person's done it for 20 years in both and is still doing both. And he's made more than 20 movies. His name is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock. TV.
What's wrestling he's talking about. I mean, it is. He did have some. Like, it's true.
Really
he has had a ton of success on television. It's a different kind of answer.
It is a different kind of answer.
For the phrasing we used, it counts.
That's outstanding.
Okay. For the phrasing we used, we didn't say sitcom.
Holy cow.
We didn't say HBO type show.
And he was the biggest star in wrestling on television. He certainly. I did not think of the TV.
That's a different way to go. Okay.
Wow. I love that answer.
215-592-9494. Speaking of answers coming up, I need help. I need John and James's help with something. I need to learn about something. And what it is, it's sort of somewhat related to some of what we're talking about here today with some of these guys, some of these celebs. We'll hit that next. We'll rock all the calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie can react to the Phils, the Eagles. Good. We're a bad organization. To this point, it's been a slam dunk of bad on the calls. But I don't think that's the way it should be. You tell us on 94 WIP.
The Parks Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the real sports fan. Baseball is back. Golf is in full swing. Bet on it all. Baseball, golf, MMA, and more. Live in-game play-by-play betting lets you bet while you watch. The only sportsbook app backed by the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Parks Sportsbook, is the only one I recommend. Bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Parks Sportsbook app and bet on individual player performances as they happen. Basketball, bet player points, rebounds, and assists. Baseball, bet hits, home runs, and pitcher strikeouts every inning. Golf, bet on match winners, bet on leaders after rounds, and more. Or you can always bet on spreads, parlays, props, teasers, and over-unders. New customers, sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.